This is an ABC podcast.
Mum, what are you doing?
I'm opening packets of chips and tipping them into your lunchbox, and I'm unwrapping muesli bars and putting them in your lunchbox.
Why?
Because it is waste-free Wednesday at school and you're not allowed to have packaging.
Mum, I don't think that's how you're supposed to do it.
That's our producer, Sam. She's not much of a crunchy mummy. Once a week, she tips out tiny packaged snacks into her kids' lunchboxes for waste-free day. Your school might call it nude food or naked food day. The point is, the stuff inside the lunchbox is supposed to be package-free. But was Sam sort of kind of cheating if everything was originally wrapped in plastic? We're going to help her, me and you, figure out how to do new food properly. And here's a tip to get you started.
Don't peel fruit. Your kids can do it themselves, and it eliminates the need for wrapping or packaging. This goes for boiled eggs too, with the shells still on to keep them fresh.
Hi, I'm Fee Pool. I'm a pretty good mum.
Yes, you are.
And I'm a great singer. La 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 la.
You're not Beyoncé, Mum.
Ah. Well, I'm a pretty good wifey. Pete, that's your cue.
Yeah, you sure are.
What I'm not good at is caring for the planet. So, me and my family, we're learning to live a little greener. This is Little Green Pod. I'm here at a Bellingen preschool in northern New South Wales where they don't just do waste-free lunches one day of the week. They only accept nude food. Every single day. What's in there?
A muffin and some apples and a sandwich.
What would you like in there that's not in there today?
I want some more stuff.
Like what sort of stuff? Chocolate?
Yes.
Robin Watt is the director of Bellingen Preschool. Hey, Robin.
Good morning, Fiona. Welcome.
Nude food, what is that?
Well, nude food is food that is not wrapped in anything, so it comes completely natural.
Why do you do that?
Well, it's to encourage children to be aware of what happens to the packaging after it leaves preschool, after it leaves their lunchboxes, really.
In 1 year, the average Australian throws away 200 kilograms of packaging. That adds up to about 2 million tonnes across Australia every year. Whoa.
What about parents that try to sneak stuff in, like the odd roll-up?
So our policy is healthy food, so we will take that item out of lunchboxes and speak with the families afterwards, not with the children present, and suggest that there are alternatives.
Packaging is littering.
And why don't you want to litter?
Because it's bad for the environment.
Repeat offenders, what happens?
Pretty much it doesn't happen. There might be a few yogurt pouches that we will say you need to buy the ones with the recycle symbol on them.
You can now purchase reusable yogurt pouches, or you can buy a family-sized tub and tip proportions into a small leak-proof container.
Robin, just finally, what's your top tip for creating a nude food lunchbox?
Okay, well, the first step would be to buy a segmented lunchbox, and that way the sections are already there. The food can be prepared even the night before, put into the compartments, and they don't get mixed together. But it gives the children a choice. They can open their lunchbox and there's all their healthy food options in front of them.
If you don't want to use loads of containers, look for a bento box. They originated in Japan and they hold a main dish and several sides all in one lunchbox with multiple compartments. Yum.
Bye. Bye.
Well, I'm sitting in the car and honestly, I'm feeling pretty crap about myself. Like, I am the mum. If my kids went to that preschool, food would be coming home. Packets of chips, packets of biscuits, roll-ups, like all of that stuff, you know, is in my kids' lunchboxes. I just feel pretty dirty about that, to be honest. Like, ah! Well, preschools are one thing, but what about when the kids get bigger and they get pickier and just maybe you can't be asked being a practically perfect parent anymore? Well, do you hear that? It's the sound of super parents, Kevin and Luana Doy. They have four kids, they're aged 15, 12, 10 and 8, and they are all super dedicated to waste-free living, including lunchboxes. So I've invaded their kitchen to see how they do it. All right, Juniper, walk me through it. What are you doing here?
So first, I'm going to make some popcorn because instead of buying it, I think it'll be better to make it.
You can buy this in bulk. So you can take your own paper bag, buy the popcorn, bring it home, make it, store it in a jar, and then put it straight in the lunchboxes so there's no plastic packaging anywhere in the process.
Plan. Try to cook a big batch of snacks once a week or buy things like chips in bulk instead of small individual packets. Just don't let the kids eat everything at once.
What do you think of that last line?
I'm going to eat everything at once.
Everybody, breakfast up!
A big thing for me is that if we have a really substantial breakfast, then the children can go off to school so they're actually really full. And then you do your best with lunch.
What tips do you have for people that want to go all the way, fully certified, crunchy mama, do the waste-free lunchbox? What would be your advice to them?
You have to be fairly organised and do some planning. For example, on Sunday morning when there was time and there's no rush for anyone to get out the door, we had a massive pancake brekkie, but we make a huge stack so that there's always some left over. And so we managed to put in the freezer about 10. So it's things like that.
And how much do you make yourself as opposed to buying?
My intention is to actually make a loaf of bread every weekend to then slice up and put in the freezer and make into sandwiches. If you're using butter, if you grab the slices of toast out of the freezer and spread butter onto them, it's really quick and easy because the bread's frozen and hard. If you're in a rush and it's not soft enough, it can actually, you know, rip the bread apart, especially maybe if it's homemade. So that's a great trick. And what happens is you then put the cheese and the tomato and the lettuce and whatever the filling is, but by the time it gets to lunchtime, the bread has defrosted.
That is a great tip because butter comes in paper, whereas margarine is always in plastic.
Exactly.
What if you're wanting to make a change but you don't quite have the time to sort of be Earth Mama of the Year?
If you're currently wrapping your children's sandwiches in Glad Wrap, which is what I had my sandwiches wrapped in when I was at school, just change that. Buy a pack of 50 brown paper bags and put the sandwiches in that, or track down a shop that sells beeswax sandwich wraps or some other fabric wrap.
The makers of one brand of plastic wrap say 9 out of 10 Australian households regularly purchase the product. They bought 2 of the smallest rolls available every year.
That would be enough to wrap around the whole entire Earth 5 times. Yikes!
Kev, how do you get the kids on board with this when they go to school and they look at everyone else's lunchboxes and they're all kind of different and maybe they're full of packaged things and stuff?
We talk to them about what's happening in the world, and it's not in a big doom and gloom way. We're not trying to put a really heavy weight on their shoulders, but what we're trying to do is explain to them why we're trying to do things a bit differently. We're doing it so that if their friends ask them, they can tell their friends. So instead of them feeling a bit weird about it, they're actually empowered with the information to be able to explain to their mates why they're doing things the way they are and try and get their mates on board as well.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Sam, it's Fee.
Hi.
Are you still unwrapping muesli bars and sticking them in your kids' lunchboxes?
Maybe.
Well, I've been to this preschool and they only accept waste-free food. And then I went and hung out with this super certified organic family and they pack waste-free lunches for their four kids every day. Don't hate them. Honestly, they're really beautiful and they've got some really good tips. Are you ready?
Okay, hit me.
Okay, don't peel fruit or veggies or hard-boiled eggs because then you don't need to wrap them. You've got to get one of those lunchboxes with the compartments. They're more expensive, but honestly, they work better in the long run. They are better value. You can keep chippies and popcorn and those sort of snacks, but buy it in bulk, like a big packet, and then you can divvy it into the lunchbox compartments. That way you don't buy the individual packets. Now, I know you don't like to cook, but you've just got to maybe give it a crack once a week, like something like slices or whatever, just something you can whack in the freezer and just be a bit prepared. And finally, I know this sounds a bit corny, but if you have a big breakfast with your kids, like you actually sit down and you all spend some quality time together at breakfast, then you fill their tummies, lunch isn't such a big deal, and, you know, you all get to talk.
Oh, gosh. Okay, yes. My kids eat breakfast in front of the TV and it's crap. I know it's bad. And I roll my eyes at these crunchy mama earth-loving types, but I know it's only because deep down I know they're right and I need to be more like them.
Sam, you're a beautiful mama too.
Thanks.
See you later, babe.
Bye.
So you should see my kids' lunchboxes now. They are totally Insta-worthy. Like, I literally took a picture and posted it on social. And I want you to do the same. Hashtag it Little Green Pod. And you can find other free eps of Little Green Pod on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Green Pod is a ABC Audio Studios, ABC Regional and Local Production. It's presented by our mum, Fiona Poole, and the producer is Samantha Turnbull. I had that in my throat. Audio engineers Simon Branthwaite and the executive producers are Liz Keane and Rachel Fountain.